anybody like to ask us anything that we've learned? Thank you for your patience and thank you.
I knew it.
Let's go.
Well, you made a case, but now what are the alternatives?
Well, the alternatives are a few things. Jensen talks about dismantling the structure that only the white people have the power of using. So if they stop being racist or prejudiced to the non-white, then this will help them realize that they are human just like us. And if they start, you know, treating people the way they want to be treated in every avenue, then that would be the first step towards dismantling it. And, you know, everybody wants to be accepted in society. Everybody. And there's so many groups that don't accept one person over the other. You know, and I have a personal experience. I went to predominantly black and Hispanic school in East LA. And the blacks didn't really live in my area, but they came from somewhere else. But we had a few whites, and maybe one or two. That was it. And purposely, people would be mean to them. Okay, so they felt the reverse discrimination that Jensen talks about in his book. And it wasn't fun. And when I saw this happening, or we saw this happening, there was a group of us, we couldn't believe that they were actually feeling the way we felt and were getting upset. And we felt this person's like us. This person is just it, you know. And we're going to let this happen. We're going to let all the cholos and the cholas beat them up. And, you know, we need to protect this guy. I mean, they weren't even bothering the Asians. And, you know, they like to beat up Asians. But, you know, hey, we went over there and we just said, we're not going to do it. You know, we're not going to do this. And if you do it, don't do it while we're all watching. And it helps. And that helps. But, you know, acceptance and equal opportunity of earned privileges, if everybody just puts in and gets out what they put in, that's part of it. I work hard. But do I get back the 100% privilege? Well, you know what? I hope so. I hope I do. I think I do, but who knows, with this new structure, which really threw me, you know, I'm thinking, oh my God, all this time, you know, who's taking me back? But if we all just try a little harder, then all of us will benefit in the future, you know, and so we need to just dismantle this white structure, you know, just for the sake of humanity, okay, and survival. How are we going to survive without each other? And how, you know, with the minorities, you know, coming in, with all the immigrants coming into this country, you guys are not going to be the majority anymore. You know, it's going to be the minorities, the majority. You know, we got to stick together and do it. You know, with the human race, and so that our nation, you know, our nation that was founded on the American Constitution, you know, it states even equality for all, not just for some.
Your question was, what's the alternative? That was your question, what is the alternative? I don't know that there is an alternative, but I'm a strong believer that racism and discrimination, that is a learned behavior. And I truly believe that it starts with children, because children only know what they're taught. And I'll give you an example. My daughter, she was in the second grade, and she was going to Highland Oaks Avenue School in Arcadia. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the area or whatever. But she was going to Highland Oaks. And she came home from school one day, and she was really, really upset. And I was like, well, you know, what happened? Like, what's wrong? She was like, Mommy, the little boy in my class, he said, he told me. And mind you, you know, we're talking a student body of maybe 700, 800 kids. And of the student body, only about 10 of them were black. So you could imagine already the uncomfortableness she felt every day going to school. But because I raised her not to see color, it's like people are people, and she doesn't have a problem with, you know, she has friends of all races right now today, you know, that she's been really close friends with since she's been in school. But the long and the short of it was, the little boy was making fun of her because she was black. And what he said to her was, "Ooh, you're the darkest one in the class." And I told her, well, you go to school tomorrow and you tell him, not only am I the darkest one, but I'm the prettiest and the smartest. So, but that's how I'm raising my child, because I feel, you know, like I said, it's a learned behavior. And until somebody breaks the cycle of, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. I don't care what color you are, you know, what ethnicity you are, whatever. But like she said, you treat people as you would want them to treat you, you know, and that's just an alternative.
So we act together as one and not separate. Thank you.
Thank you.